Hello, Santa Barbara and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater store, and my stereo and AV one-stop shop. And I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. Should you want to call in on today's show, please do. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll free 866-564-1290. You can email questions to bruce@brucesalens.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. You know, I think I'm going to only get future sponsors whose last names start with S. Makes it a lot easier. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please join my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we're about to cross 2,700 members worldwide. By the way, my shows are now available for download on iTunes for free. Just go to the iTunes store, go to podcasts, and search for The Bruce Salen Show. Just a couple are up there now, but pretty soon we'll have all of them. I believe this is show number 9,472. We are looking for an insurance company and a law firm to join our sponsor team for family insurance matters and family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit, please give us a call or contact me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column titled, There Are No Perfect Friends. You can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my column, but start with the Santa Barbara News Press, my home paper. However, we will forgo getting into that discussion as I have a very special guest with me today for this first segment and our second segment. That guest is Dr. Robert Goldman. Dr. Goldman is an attorney and a psychologist specializing in teen issues. Expanding from his specialty of conflict resolution, he founded Psychological Restorative Solutions, PC, a corporation that develops programs that facilitate peaceful resolutions to conflict and promote personal growth. Where were you when I was getting divorced, Dr. Goldman? He is also the clinical psychologist for the Suffolk County Probation Department. Dr. Goldman develops programs that combine his experience as a criminal defense attorney and as a psychologist with goals aimed at reducing the rate of recidivism, I can't pronounce that word, and placement. His TASTE program has become mandatory in the juvenile justice system at Suffolk County, New York, and is being considered by counties throughout the country. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, Dr. Goldman.
Thanks for having me.
I don't normally like to have people that are much more educated and smarter than me, but I'm making an exception in your case.
I wouldn't know if I'm smarter than you, Bruce.
Well, you are certainly more educated, and I would guess probably a little bit more wiser about some of the issues I talk about.
Okay.
I would like to start off with a quote from Mark Twain, and then we'll go into the various topics that you and I have pre-discussed that we might talk about on the show. Okay, this is from Mark Twain. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Well, I think that's an apt opening to a discussion about teenagers. Any thoughts on that quote?
Well, you know, I think it's really quite insightful, given the fact that back in the day they didn't have all the brain research that we're now aware of, and that is that an adolescent's brain does not fully develop until the age of 25 for a male. And you know, when you at the time of adolescence, a lot of young males are rebelling against their dads and don't really get to understand them and have difficulties with them until eventually their frontal lobe grows a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger, shall I say, and I think that's when they realize that some of the things that their fathers have been telling them make some sense.
Even their moms. This whole idea of adolescence is fascinating to me. Not only the idea that the brain doesn't fully develop until age 25, but isn't it also true that the age of adolescence, at least in psychological terms, has been increased recently?
Yeah. What's interesting, and this is what happens a lot for me, where I feel very conflicted about law and psychology, because whereas, as you pointed out, psychology has sort of expanded the age of adolescence, the law sometimes has not yet caught up. And here, you know, in New York, I can say that juvenile delinquency ends at the age of 15. So if you're 16, you're treated as an adult. So the law doesn't recognize that, whereas the psychological field is expanding the age of adolescence.
From what to what? Seriously, I mean, it was in the books a certain number, and now it's a different number.
As far as psychology?
Yes.
Up to 21.
Okay, but what was it before?
More like 16.
I mean, that is astonishing. In what time span would you say it has gone from 16 to 21?
15 years. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with really the research of the you know, the brain and the behaviors, and you know, it sort of just clicked as to why we say, oh, when I was a teenager or in my 20s, some of the things I did I could not imagine myself doing now. And I think it's not just the brain. I think it's also cultural that perhaps the age of adolescence has gotten greater. You know, you hear about kids moving out of their parents' home at the age of 30 or 35. So that also seems to make sense that adolescents would therefore get longer.
That is frightening, especially to my second wife, who's living with my two boys.
Yeah, so.
But I do hear that more and more, and it's not just the economy that is causing that. I think it is a postponement of responsibility in adulthood in many cases.
Absolutely, and I think it's harder perhaps now in the world to sort of leave the nest.
Well, it is, and I think the boomer parents, of which I am one, have tended to coddle their kids in a way that has been, I think, very destructive to their independent growth.
Right, and perhaps maybe unintentionally disempowering in their ability to make their own decisions.
Yes, I couldn't agree more about that, the unintentional part of it.
Right.
We all come from a place of wanting the best for our kids, and we usually, most parents, are thinking they're doing the best, even though many of their things that they're doing are in not in their kids' best interest.
And you walk that fine line between being an advocate for your child at the same time an enabler.
Interesting. Very interesting. When you were talking about adolescence and brain development as far as the ages, is there a difference between the girls' and the boys' brains in that regard as far as growth?
Yeah, the research suggests that actually for girls, the brain develops quicker and usually finishes more so at the age of 21 or 22.
And for the boys, it's more like mid-20s.
Right.
Again, fascinating. My wife would argue that mine has still not finished growing, so
That's good, though. Tell her that's a good thing.
Well, it is in the
sense... Better still growing than not growing at all.
Thank you very much. Believe it or not, we're almost out of time, but let's just review the topics we're going to discuss so you can think about over the break what you'd like to talk about next. We talked about the following four subjects. Signs that your adolescent may be at risk, which of course is referring, I think, to drugs and alcohol. Skills every parent needs to raise emotionally healthy kids. Tips for providing your child with good judgment skills, which also goes back to that whole idea of adolescence, because they have to learn that it is not instinctual. And finally, given that our theme of the show is friendships today, what is a friend today given the different methods available to communicate and connect, like Facebook and texting? So with that, we will take a break, and I will give you 2 minutes to prepare your thoughts on that, Dr. Goldman. And it's been an amazingly fast first segment, for which I am grateful and appreciate your presence on our show. This is the Bruce Salen Show. It is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, and my producer says it's time to take a break, so we will. Don't forget to go to Shelley's Stereo to buy your stereo equipment. You can reach them at 818-716-8500. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Bruce Salen, a dad's point of view. Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, no point of view.
Bruce Salen, what's that going to do? I'm Bruce Salen, here to introduce you to Shelley's Stereo, the store that I bought my home theater from. Shelley's has the best selection of only the best equipment, audiophile-grade products, and system designed for lifelike music reproduction. Great installation, all at a wide range of budgets. Alan Moskovich, the owner, came to my new home and graciously showed me that my idea of where the TV system should go was exactly the opposite of the ideal spot. Today, after his expert installers put it all together and taught me how to use the smart remote, I laugh at how little I knew. I use Shelly's Stereo for my television, AV, and home theater needs. So should you. Call them today at 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500 or at ShellyStereo.com. Be sure to tell them Bruce Salen sent you.